From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is ending the decades-old policy that allows Cubans reaching U.S. soil to remain in the country without a visa. President Obama called the move an important step in normalizing relations with Cuba. The president said Cuba has agreed to take back Cuban migrants who arrive in the U.S. without permission. President-elect Donald Trump is promising a report on allegations of Russian hacking within 90 days. He made the claim in a series of tweets Friday, citing Russian claims that they have no information. Trump accuses political opponents and intelligence of making up and releasing reports containing compromising information about him. British lawmakers are demanding an inquiry into what role, if any, British security agencies played in the handling of the controversial Trump intelligence documents prepared by a former member of the country's Secret Services. On Friday, British Foreign Minister Theresa May spoke to reporters about the former British spy Christopher Steele.
It's a long-standing position that we don't comment on such matters, but I think what from everything that you will have seen, it is absolutely clear that the individual who produced this dossier has not worked for the UK government for years.
Steele's London-based private intelligence agency was retained during the U.S. presidential race by political opponents of Trump to investigate the billionaire's ties with Russia. The Syrian army said Friday Israel launched a missile strike on a Syrian military airbase near Damascus, causing a series of explosions. The army said in a statement, accusing Israel of aiding the terrorist groups in Syria with the bombing. The Syrian airport had been used as a base to fire rockets into rebel-held areas in the Damascus suburbs. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari is heading a delegation to Gambia Friday to offer President Yahya Jammeh asylum if Jammeh steps down to allow for a peaceful transfer of power after last month's election. Initially, Jammeh accepted the results of the election, but his political party filed a legal complaint against the Electoral Commission about a week later, citing voting irregularities. The Associated Press is reporting that Gambia's Supreme Court might not be able to hear the challenge until May because it is short of judges. Jammeh wants to wait for the court's decision. The winner of the election, though, opposition candidate Adama Barrow, says he will continue to plan his inauguration for next Thursday. 1 week from inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump, U.S. security officials talked to reporters on Friday about plans to keep the inauguration and events surrounding it safe. Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson and other officials met Friday with reporters and told them they know of no credible terrorist threat against the inauguration activities. But he said security officials must remain vigilant against a wide variety of potential threats. Johnson said they know of about 99 groups planning demonstrations on and around Inauguration Day, January 20th. He said 28,000 officials from a variety of agencies will provide security for all inauguration events. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Friday he was confident the incoming administration of President-elect Trump would stick to the same peaceful principles on Asian security as the current one. Kerry made the comment during a speech at Vietnam's Ho Chi Minh University.
The shift in our administrations in Washington is not going to alter or fundamentally undermine the commitment of the United States to the prosperity and the stability and security of the Asia Pacific. And the reason for that is basic. Our friendship doesn't depend on individuals or personalities, one president or the other, one party or the other.
On Saturday, Kerry is scheduled to visit the Mekong Delta, where he fought during the Vietnam War. After Vietnam, Kerry travels to Paris for a conference on Middle East peace and to London to meet with British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. On the final leg of his last trip as Secretary of State, Kerry will attend the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. And the Obama administration announcing Friday will lift sanctions against Sudan, citing positive actions made by the country over the past 6 months, including stepping up fighting against terrorism. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.